並且我們要到他那裏去，與他同住。不愛我的人不遵守的道，你們所聽見的道不是我的，乃是差我來之父的道。我還與你們同住的時候，已將這些話對你們說了，但保惠師，就是父因我的名所要差來的聖靈，他要將一切的事指教你們，並且要叫你們想起我對你們所說的一切話。27節，我留下平安給你們，我將我的平安賜給你們，我所賜的不像世人所賜的，你們心裡不要憂愁，也不要膽怯。第16章31到33節，耶穌說：你們現在信嗎？看那時候將到，且時已經到了，你們要分散，各歸自己的地方去，留下我獨自一人。其實我不是獨自一人，因為有父與我同在。我將這些事告訴你們，是要叫你們在我裡面有平安。在世上你們有苦難，但你們可以放心，我已經勝了世界。聖經讀畢，願神帶領。
現在我們請楊牧師為我們宣道，今天題目是聖父、聖子、聖靈。 Now we have the sermon by Pastor Yong. The title is God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
剛才讀的經文很清楚，耶穌說呢，我教你們的說話呢，是天父爸爸的說話來的，我說的話是天父叫我說的。那又說呢，我走了之後呢，聖靈就會來提醒大家我說過的話的。咁所以，當一個傳道人靠住主嘅聖靈，將耶穌嘅説話、聖經嘅説話一路講出嚟嘅時候，就係天父同我哋一齊，又係耶穌同我哋一齊，又係聖靈同我哋一齊，聖父、聖子、聖靈。因為原來耶穌嘅説話係天父嘅説話嚟嘅。又是聖靈提醒我們將耶穌的說話再教訓出來，聖父、聖子、聖靈。 Very clearly, today's scripture, Jesus said, My teaching is actually belong to the Father God. Not my word, but the Father told me what to teach. And Jesus also said,After I leave, and then the Holy Spirit will come, and the Holy Spirit will remind you of all my teaching. So the Holy Spirit will empower you guys to teach, to share the teaching of Jesus. So when anybody sharing the teaching of Jesus with anybody else, with the power of the Holy Spirit,And it is actually the Father is with us, and Jesus is with us, and the Holy Spirit is with us. It's all centered on the teaching of Jesus Christ. Because it is not Jesus' teaching. Jesus said it is the Father's teaching. And Jesus said it will be the Holy Spirit empowering you, reminding you to teach Jesus' word. So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. 各位兄弟姊妹，耶稣是在星期五朝后早是被钉在十字架的。咁最后的晚餐圣餐就在星期四晚的。咁而根据马太福音同埋马可福音同埋路加福音的记载呢，耶稣在最后晚餐的时候，一件很重要的事他做呢，就是这个是我的身体，为你们擘开，你们拿去吃吧，这一杯是我的血，你们拿去喝吧。咁而呢三个福音书大概只是用了200个中文字去记载这一样嘢啫，好简短。You know, our Lord was nailed to the cross on Friday morning, and he had the last supper dinner with his student on Thursday night. And according to the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Mark, and the Gospel of Luke, only, you know, the three Gospels use only 200 words.Counted in Chinese character, only 200 words to talk about the dinner. It looked like the dinner was only about Jesus saying, "This is my body broken for you. Take and eat. And this cup is my blood. Take and drink." 令到我們如果只是這三卷福音書的話，我哋可能有一個誤解，就以為嗰一個晚餐咧好短嘅，大概係15至20分鐘咁長啫。就好似我哋啊一陣紀念嘅時候，拎開個白布紀念個聖餐嘅時候，大概15分鐘咁長，好短嘅。呢個係我個身體攞去食，呢一杯係我個寶血攞去飲。但係呢個係一個誤解。And the three Gospels, if we only read the three Gospels, then will we have a misconception? We would think the Last Supper might be very short, maybe just like 15 to 20 minutes. We might think that the dinner was just about Jesus saying, "This is my body, take and eat. This is my cup, my blood, take and drink."And it's all about that, just like what we're going to do later when we remove the white cloth. It'll take about just about 15 minutes to do the ceremony. 但是約翰福音呢，就令到我們更加清楚當晚的情況。約翰福音呢，用了3500個中文字，如果用中文計3500個字，講到那一晚。甚至約翰福音呢，沒有提到耶穌講話，這個是我的身體拿去吃，這一杯是我的血拿去喝。約翰福音沒有提到這一樣，因為他知道其他三卷書已經提了。約翰福音給我們知道耶穌這個晚餐幾個鐘頭那麼長，起碼幾個鐘頭那麼長，因為耶穌一直教，一路教，一路講，一路禱告，一路教，一路講，一路禱告。就喺今日讀嘅經文16:33，耶穌話：我將呢啲所有嘅嘢話曬俾你哋聽，我將咁多嘢講俾你哋聽，係叫你哋能夠喺我裏邊有平安，有目的嘅。就好似牧師一路藉住主嘅聖靈同大家分享、同大家講説話嘅時候，係有個目的嘅，希望你記得呢啲説話。大量嘅説話，好多嘅説話，能夠喺主裏邊有平安。The Gospel of John used about 3,500 words counted in Chinese characters to talk about the dinner, And even without mentioning the part, Jesus said, this is my body, this is my blood. No, because John knows that the other three Gospels already mentioned that part. And then from the Gospel of John, we know that the dinner may have lasted about a few hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, or 5 hours, because Jesus was teaching and teaching and praying and teaching and teaching, talk a lot of things to the disciples. And the scripture we read today, chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Is that important? Jesus kept teaching and teaching and telling a lot of words and things to the disciples so that when they remember the word, they will live in Jesus and they will truly have peace. So we know, 看完了四卷福音書，我們知道聖餐這個儀式是一個很短、很神聖的儀式，一個很短、很神聖、很有意思的儀式。耶穌擘餅，這個是我的身體，拿去吃。耶穌舉起的杯，是我的血，你拿去喝。但我們記得約翰福音說，耶穌曾經說過，我的肉真的可以吃的，我的血真的可以喝的。很多人不明白，耶穌就解釋給他們，我的說話就是靈，就是生命，我說的話就是我的肉，就是我的血。一路聽耶穌的教訓，一路聽耶穌的教訓，一路吸收耶穌的教訓，耶穌就在我們裡面，我們就在耶穌裡面。 Now we know that the communion, the ceremony, is a very brief, holy, sacred symbol. Jesus said, this is my body, take and eat.This is my blood, take and drink. Very brief holy symbol symbolizing the word of Jesus Christ. Because do you remember Jesus said, my flesh is really, you can eat my flesh. My blood is really that you can drink my blood. They don't understand, and Jesus explained,My word is my flesh. My word is my blood. You can really take my word as my flesh, as my blood, and I will live in you, and you will live in me. It is that important. So, 当我们一路听耶稣的教导，一路看圣经的说话的时候，我们同天父同耶稣同圣灵的关系就越来越近。 So as we listening more and more to the teaching of Jesus Christ, receiving the teaching of Jesus Christ, our relationship with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit will getting closer and closer. 我们的态度会转变，我们的罪得到赦免，我们逐渐有新的心，新的灵， our attitudes changing and our sins being cleansed, and then we have new thought, new mind, new heart, getting closer and closer to the Lord. 记住耶稣话，在第十六节三十三节，记住耶稣讲，我将这些话告诉你听，是叫你们在我里面有平安。 Chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus says, I have told you all these things so that in me you may have peace. The word of God. 在剛才讀的經文第14:23，耶穌說愛我的人是會遵守我的教訓，愛我的人是會遵守我的教訓。所以當我們藉著主的聖靈去講耶穌的教訓的人的時候，愛主的人就會來聽，就明白這個真是上天的教訓，是對的，是好的教訓，會接受。 Book of John chapter 14 verse 23, Jesus said, Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. So when you someday go and share the word of God, the word, the teaching of Jesus to other people, with the power of the Holy Spirit, and those who want to find God will love to hear your teaching, and they will obey the teaching, because it is the word of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit. 在耶稣的教训，我们都知道最重要的部分，亦都是在耶稣最后一席话那三个钟头，最后一席话里面重重复复讲到很多次他的教训，就是你们要彼此相爱，合而为一，你要爱上帝的儿女。上帝的儿女四围都有，在这个教堂里有，在第二个教堂里有，在街上面都有。耶稣说你们要彼此相爱。哪些人是上帝的儿女啊？可以说接受你的爱的人就是上帝的儿女。因为你不是一个人去传道，是耶稣跟你一起，耶稣跟你一起，圣灵跟你一起，天父跟你一起。当你说圣经的说话的时候，当你去服侍人的时候，去爱人的时候，你不是孤单的，是天父跟你一起，耶稣又跟你一起，圣灵跟你一起。所以当你去爱人的时候，接受你的爱的人就是接受天父，接受耶稣，接受圣灵。所以你要去爱一切上帝的儿女，不是只在这四埲墙，在外面其他的教堂，在街上，在你的公司里面，在你的家庭里面，你要爱上帝的儿女。 And the most important part of the teaching of Jesus is to love one another. Love the children of God. And who are the children of God? All those who receive your love and blessing are the children of God. Why?Because you are not alone. You are true Christians. You are not alone. The Father is with you. Jesus is with you. And the Holy Spirit is with you. When you go out with the Father, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, to share the teaching of Jesus Christ, to love other people, to bless other people with the peace of God, for those who receive you,Actually, they are receiving the Father, the Son, and Jesus Christ. So you have to love everybody who receive your love. And this is the teaching, the most important teaching of Jesus Christ. 在刚才读的圣经14:24，耶稣说，我所讲的说话不是我自己的说话，是天父的说话来的，是天父的说话来的。所以当我们藉着圣灵去讲耶稣的说话的时候，就是天父跟我们一起。接受耶稣的说话的人就是接受天父。 And it's very clearly chapter 14 verse 24, Jesus said, These words you hear are not my ownThey belong to the Father who sent me. So that's why I said, when you share the teaching of Jesus with the power of the Holy Spirit, it is the Father is with you. The Father is doing this with you. And when people receiving the word of Jesus, people is receiving the Father God. 而在14:25，耶稣很清楚说，我走了之后，圣灵会来提醒你，我教你所有的东西。圣灵会来提醒你，我讲过所有的东西。所以当圣灵提醒我们耶稣的说话，我们又藉着圣灵去分享耶稣的说话，任何一句说话接受的人又是接受着圣灵，因为是圣灵开我们的口，圣灵提醒我们，圣灵开我们的口，让我们分享出来。接受这些说话的人就是接受天父，接受耶稣，接受圣灵。 And in chapter 14 verse 25 Jesus says, the Holy Spirit will remind you of everything I have said to you. It's miraculous. The Holy Spirit will remind us of everything Jesus has said. So when you go out and the Spirit will remind you what Jesus said, and you share the word with the power of the Holy Spirit, and the people who hear you, they receive the teaching, they receive the word, and actually they are receiving the Holy Spirit. They're receiving the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Most important part of the teaching is to love all the children of God. 耶稣所教最重要的教训就是你要爱上帝的儿女，你要彼此相爱。 Let's pray. 我们一起祷告。Dear Heavenly Father, very clear. The message in the book of John is very clear. The word Jesus taught us, very important. The teaching of Jesus, very important. And as we receive the teaching of Jesus Christ, we are receiving the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.慈悲的天父，约翰福音今天的信息很清楚，接受耶稣的教导，遵行耶稣的吩咐的人，就是接受圣父、圣子、圣灵的人。求你帮助我们，让我们有主耶稣、有天父、有圣灵在我们里面，我们又住在他里面，漸漸合而為一。 Please help us and move us along so that we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit inside of us, and will abide in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and becoming one with them. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. 奉耶稣的名祷告。 Amen.And now we are preparing ourselves to take the Holy Communion. 我们预备我们的心，准备去一起参与这个最后的晚餐，耶稣的晚餐，这个圣餐。